Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, we got Max Greiner here again this week. Max, why do this show since you're an artist?
Yeah, well, this is not an art show, folks. This is a God show, and God made me an artist, but he called me to be an evangelist, and part of that call is to share with as many people as I can, as fast as I can, about God, about Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And so God opened this door, thanks to you, Roy. You said we need to be on the radio, and by the grace of God, God's put us on the radio now, and hopefully
I remember when I first mentioned it to you, and Max says, oh, well, you know, that's a lot of money. We this, we can't do that.
Yeah, well,
and I'm thinking, this is coming from a guy that's already raised millions of dollars. So I'm about it, Max.
Yeah, but what God did, though, is he made it so we could do this show without taking away any of the money from the building fund of the garden.
Hey, I'm just like you. I'm patient.
You know, and the sponsors that pray for this show, they've allowed us to share this. And so it's just another evangelistic outreach for the Lord. And it doesn't take anything away from the gifts and the contributions.
It only adds to.
So thank you, Roy.
And we've got a special guest this week.
Yeah, actually, that's my miracle of the week. It's longtime friend and mentor, Jim Beard of College Station, Texas. And God put Jim in my life and in Sherry's life way back in 1971. And thanks to that friendship that began all those many years ago, God has used this man to bless us, our family, and many, many, many others. And he's just an honor to have Jim here. And he's a kind of a strange guy like me, but we really love him, and we really like his wife Darlene, you know. So, but Jim's here, and Roy, why don't you ask him a few questions?
Jim, we want to know who you are and where are you from to start with.
I think Max covered it a little bit. I'm Jim Beard from Bryan, Texas, Bryan College Station, Texas. Lived there all my life.
So you didn't just go to school there. You actually grew up there.
I grew up there. Did not go to school there. Actually went to school at Southwestern University of Georgetown. Felt like the Lord was calling me into ministry. Turned out that that wasn't the ministry. Wound up being in the moving business, and that's a huge ministry. But met Max there in College Station when I returned back from Southwestern.
And what is your religious background?
Religious background is Methodist. Grew up Methodist, strong believer in John Wesley and the work that John Wesley did in, back in the 1700s. And as I've grown up, I've switched from the Methodist Church to a couple of independent churches, but I'm still Methodist, basically.
How did you meet Max and Sherry?
Met them when I returned back from Southwestern. I'd been a part of the archery club that was at A&M and also was the local people. And we returned back, and the people asked me to actually be president of the club, and Max was reporter and maybe something else. And anyway, we became friends shooting bows together.
Now, the friendship didn't start off religious, did it?
No, and it almost didn't start off as a friendship either.
That's true. That's true.
Max and I are both pretty strong-willed people, and yeah, go figure. And so we kind of started off butting heads a little bit with each other, but we both were serious bow hunters, and both. We're very serious and honest about what we did, and so a respect came forth and then a friendship out of that.
Well, Max, there was an incident that started all this. It was a 76 bear hunt in Idaho. Why don't you talk to him about that real briefly?
Yeah, well, you know, we've shared some of that bear story here on a previous radio show, but that's how God used Jim to speak really important things. Before that, we were talking about arrows and shooting deer and fish and all those things, and God used Jim to speak some deep truths. And I was already a believer since age seven. I was born again, but I had no idea how God was about to change my life because of my friendship with Jim in this McCall, Idaho bear hunt. Jim, why don't you tell us?
I've always said that God has a way of meeting us where we are in order to take us where he wants us to go and take us to a different level, take us to a new place. And I had been on a bear hunt with my bow in Minnesota the year before in 1975. And much to my surprise, sitting in a bear hunt about sundown, I'd really planned to get down early. And the Lord said, if you stay till dark, you'll kill a bear. And I wanted to be obedient at least and a little shocked, and I stayed. And when I shared that story with Max, we were on a bear hunt and elk hunt together with some other guys in Idaho the next year, shared it with Max. And Max, even from that time, anything that God's doing, Max wants God to do it with him. And on that bear hunt, God actually spoke to him. Max declared what God had said. And Max did kill a bear with the bow, just like God had told him.
Yeah, and the way that that came about real quick is Jim shared this previous story of how God spoke to him. And I didn't know God was still speaking to people. I mean, this was a revelation of this Southern Baptist. But I remember him sharing this story, and I knew Jim was honest. And I remember leaning back on my sleeping bag, and I said, God, if you'd ever like to talk to me like you talked to Jim, I'd like to listen. And immediately I got a 5-point prophecy. And told me what the next 24 hours was going to be, and it happened all exactly like God said, and there were 9 witnesses, and there was a film crew, and it was an astounding miracle that was recorded, and like 3 billion to 1 with odds it could happen. But it was because Jim said, God spoke to him, and I said, well, God, if you're speaking to Jim, I want you to speak to me, would you please? And he actually did in a still small voice.
Jim, how did you know, and What did you mean spoke to you, and how did he do this exactly?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you were sitting next to me, you probably wouldn't hear it, but it is, it's been plain enough that often the response is, wait a minute, God, I'm not sure, you know, I was ready for that. And I think we all have a, we hear from God, we feel like our prayer is a two-way communication, and we do have that still small voice of the Lord, but this is not that. This is God coming forth with usually a one-sentence word that that then there may be small voices after that if you choose to follow that word. And I've, from 1976 on, one of those words would show up about every 3 years. And in Max's case, all of his
certainly
Rogers,
not overwhelming. It's very subtle.
Yeah. And in Max's case, each one of his bronzes came forth from either a direct word or from a word from somebody else that God then confirmed. And those came forth in 1986, 1994, 1996, 1998. And after that, when God got where he understood that he could trust Max with the word, then in 2002, gave Max the word for the garden.
What was your take on this when you were starting seeing Max successfully over and over again being able to manifest that word that he was getting? That's got to have been an experience for you just to watch this person do this.
It's been a wonderful experience, and it's been very gratifying having been a small part of that. Max, when God tried to transfer Max from being a wildlife artist to being a Christian artist, it was a little bit of a challenge for him.
So you say you got to see the show.
He did get to see the show. I think that being honest with each other, sharing with each other, has helped be a iron sharpening iron time. And the only problem with iron sharpening iron is there's some friction involved.
Right. But it's part of that friction that makes it happen.
It is part of the friction that makes it happen. And Max and I are both strong enough in our own beliefs that as we share what the Lord is doing, we also are rubbing on each other a little bit. And I think the fruit from that, though, has been good.
Let me ask you another question. Will God speak to anybody?
Yes, I think that the obvious question is yes. The obvious answer is yes. I think that the key is you have to be ready to listen. You have to be willing to listen, and you also have to be willing to obey.
Next.
Yeah, he's pretty well nailed it. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of us grow up where we just think the only way we can hear it from God is through the Bible, and certainly that is the great place to start. But what Jim Beard did for me and for Sherry and now for thousands of others as a result is Jim let us know God could speak through the rhema word, the word in the moment, the you're going to kill a bear tomorrow, you know, that kind of word. I didn't know he was doing that. I thought you'd just read a verse. And by Jim and his honesty and sincerity, and he cared enough about me as a person to share what he had just found in the God, in the Lord. You know, I kid, he's like, he's our mentor, but he's about like 60 yards ahead of me on the hunting trail. He's figuring it out before I do. And then he calls up and he tells me, hey, guess what? God's doing this. And because he did that all those many, many years ago, we have been able to share across the United States and even out of the country that everybody can hear the Lord. And you just seek him and you will find him. And He's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. And you call in his name, and he will speak to you in some way, and he's super creative. And Jim has hundreds of stories of creative ways the way the Lord has spoken to him.
Jim, just from my own curiosity, what was it like for you the first time you went to the mountain up there in Kerrville and saw that cross erected?
You know, I go back all the way to when Max first had the vision, and we stood on a parking lot across the interstate from the mountain and saw the mountain. then we were up on the mountain. And the mountain was an awesome place and a place that God had touched before there was ever a cross there. And then after the cross was up there, it just became even more and more special. And then the more that has been cultivated, I talk about people even at our home where we live that's a special place. Max has tried to go in, do everything the Lord wants without messing things up too much. But we started out with a place that God led Max to that is a blessed place. And to anyone that's listening, if you haven't been there, you need to be there because there is a special, special feeling on that mountain.
Well, we can't cover all this with you, Jim, in 1 week. So I'd like to invite you to come back and be back with us next week again. Can you come back with us again?
I would be honored. Thank you.
Max Greiner, people are listening right now. We've got a lot of great things going on at the Cross, but we need a little money. So talk a little bit about what our project is right now and how people connect with us.
Well, again, the garden is open, and it is all the scriptures are in and the tiles, and we've got the last sculpture that's going to be coming in September. But we do need things like bathrooms and lights and some paving and some stuff. So if somebody would like to help us, we sure would appreciate it. If you own a concrete company or a light company, give us the lights on the concrete.
Yeah,
so just contact us in the foundation, just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or The Cross at Kerrville.
And we have the dedication of the fountain coming up soon.
Yeah, and we're working towards that. And on September the 13th, Rosh Hashanah, and the end of the Shemitah, we're going to be having a special service, and we're trying to pull all this together to do something real exciting, and we'll be sharing in future shows about what's going to happen there.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Visitor's Comments.
Hi, I'm back again with more comments that you've sent in to us, and we really appreciate it when you do, so keep them coming. I want to read the first one, who was sent in by Dr. George B. Biggs, Ph.D. And he said, "When you know it's there, you want to see it, this majestic cross towering over Kerrville. Then actually to stand at the foot of this same cross between its shafts and offer prayers to our powerful Savior still on high. When I lived in Pennsylvania, we took house guests to see the battlefields of Gettysburg, where the sculptures were of soldiers singly or in groups, or of marble tombs. Here in Texas, I've become acquainted with Max Greiner's life-size figures of my life-giving Savior ministering to Peter, seeking the lost and coming again in glory. I had thought to see these only in Max's workshop, but a month ago I walked around the ground where these will stand and I prayed at the base of the newly raised cross. Yes, Lord, make it happen." This one was sent in before all the sculptures were placed, so that's why it says, you know, we hope it happens. Okay, now we have one from Greg T. in Katy, Texas. "A must-see. We wandered up to the sculpture garden not knowing what to expect. The cross is very impressive, as are the handful of sculptures in the garden. There are a lot of scriptures around the garden to read as you wander around. What impressed me was all the rocks lining the pathways with individual prayers on them. Visitors grab rocks and provide Sharpies and jot them down with the prayer and place these rocks along the paths. It is very inspirational to read the prayers of others, their struggles, their hopes and dreams. The praise and worship music playing from the speakers along the paths really helps you feel the presence of God in the special place. I got more out of it than I expected. Greg T. from Katy, Texas." And I believe I'm out of time, so tune in next time and I'll have many more for you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.